Meta is making some sweeping changes to its policy on what Facebook and Instagram users can and cannot post. On Tuesday, January 7th, the company not only announced it is doing away with professional fact-checking and replacing it with community notes, but it's also made updates to its hateful conduct policy, rolling back some content restrictions. For example, the company removed a line in its policy that prohibited dehumanizing speech in the form of certain objects, including women, as household objects or property, or objects in general, black people as farm equipment, and transgender or non-binary people as it. Meta did, however, amend a different part of the policy related to harmful stereotypes historically linked to intimidation or violence to ban comparing black people to farm equipment. The company added a new section to the policy allowing allegations of mental illness or abnormality when based on gender or sexual orientation, saying transgenderism and homosexuality are both highly debated topics in politics and religion. Meta also eliminated a ban that prohibited people from saying transgenderism does not or should not exist. The company also got rid of a ban on blaming the COVID-19 pandemic on Chinese or Asian people. The now-deleted policy had told users not to post content targeting a person or group of people on the basis of their protected characteristics, with claims that they have, or spread, the novel coronavirus, are responsible for the existence of the novel coronavirus, or are deliberately spreading the novel coronavirus. Meta also announced Tuesday it's doing away with its network of independent fact-checkers in the United States. Instead, it will rely on user-generated community notes to add context to posts. Additionally, Meta is adjusting its automated systems that scan for policy violations, which the company says resulted in too much content being censored that shouldn't have been. The systems will now only focus on extreme violations, such as child sexual exploitation and terrorism. The changes follow allegations from President-elect Donald Trump and other Republican lawmakers that Meta was censoring conservatives. President-elect Trump responded Tuesday to the news of Meta's policy changes. "I watched their news conference, and I thought it was a very good news conference," he said. I think they've come a long way. Meta, Facebook, I think they've come a long way. I watched it. The man Mark Zuckerberg was very impressive. Critics of the new policy changes say they'll likely lead to more hate speech and more false claims going viral.